Hi, friends, and welcome back. My name is Jack Register, and I am your host for Finding the Zen Within, the anger management podcast. I'm here today to talk about the concept of tough love. Tough love is an interesting idea when we look at the issues of anger management, because I'll tell you that in my own experience as a coach and therapist, I often find that when somebody is coming in to work with me, one of the things that they're going to tell me is that they consistently have people in their life trying to have tough conversations with them. And that they don't know how to respond. And that when they do try and respond, they end up responding out of anger. So I want to start with the idea of going over the notion on both sides of the dialogue. If you're the person having the conversation with somebody in your life, or if you're the person receiving it, how it actually shows up and what that's really about, and how it can trigger anger. The issue around tough love is really this notion that for many of us, we want someone that we care about, whether it's personally, professionally, or so on, to know that there's something really important we need to dialogue with them about, and we want to enlist them in the possibility of changing. Within the world of counseling, this is called motivational interviewing. Now, the issue that's really important is that if you're someone who's planning a tough conversation, is to understand that many people process things differently. Now, some folks process things in the moment. They want things dealt with immediately. They don't want to wait. If they feel it, they need to deal with it. Whereas there are other folks who need to step back from a moment and to be able to either process something before they respond or prepare to respond to something. And the issue is that if I'm expecting someone to process things the same way that I do, and I don't give them the capacity to do it the way that they do, I'm actually not doing a loving conversation. I'm doing something based out of power. And that's a really important point to have. If I care about you, I'm going to use this conversation to help us grow closer by saying, hey, this is something that's really, really important to me. And we need to talk about how whatever's going on is impacting me and what we need to do about it and come up with a solution together. That's a loving dialogue. If I'm saying to somebody, hey, I need you to hear me, and you're going to hear me whether you want to or not, that's a confrontation. Confrontations are not necessarily loving dialogues. Whether folks agree or disagree with that, it really depends on which side of the equation that you're on. So if you're the person who needs to have a conversation with someone, think about what it might feel like to be receiving that. How would you like to be approached? How would you like someone to show up for you if they need to have a conversation with you? Give people some time. So somebody might say, hey, Jack, I need to have a conversation about how your commitment or non-commitment at work or whatever it is that's going on is showing up and how that's affecting everybody around you. If I have some time to prepare for that, that's great. I can actually show up and really be a part of a difficult conversation, even if it means I need to take some accountability. Because here's an important part, my friends. Just because I'm going to have a tough conversation with someone and I'm asking them to take accountability, does not mean I get to force it on them without giving them time to understand. In our culture, particularly in the West, we are in this place of people need to know and they need to be accountable. And I'm all for that. We need to have a culture of accountability where folks take responsibility for how they're showing up and how they're impacting the people around them. However, I cannot force automatic accountability just because I, as the person who might have been harmed, demand that of you without giving you time to understand and to process what it is I'm asking you to take accountability for. And if you don't believe me or you have a hard time with that, consider what it would mean if somebody did that to you. Somebody simply walked up to you at work and said, hey, because you didn't turn off the copy machine last night, something happened with the machine and now it's broken and now we can't proceed with the big project and you need to take accountability for the fact that you did that. If you're literally just walking in the door, putting your coffee down on your desk, you're going to be like, hey, what? I don't understand. And if that's not the response that people want from you, they're going to see you as being inauthentic. That's not fair. If we want to have tough conversations, we need to have loving conversations. Otherwise, we're going to push people into their coping skills. And many people's coping strategies involve anger. What I hear a lot of times from folks whenever I work with them as a client is that they feel blindsided a lot in life. They don't feel like they have time to prepare for something that's difficult. Now, many of us, actually, I believe, live that way as well. And having some capacity to step back and go, okay, I need to take some accountability here for what happened. Here's how I can work on this. Here's what's really going on here. And here's what I need from this situation moving forward. That's a generative conversation. A confrontational conversation simply says, this is what it is, and you need to make changes. I'll tell you that in my own life and in my own struggle with anger throughout my life, personally and professionally, I've had administrative folks who come at me and say, hey, you're not doing what I expected you to do, or you're not reacting in the way that I want you to react. I don't tend to respond well to that because I don't expect my colleagues to be dysregulated or expect my colleagues to come at me in a way that doesn't give me time to understand what the concern is. I do expect the people that I work with because they're the vulnerable ones. And so one of the reasons why I work for myself is that I really need that space. I am known for telling people surprises don't happen at work. Surprises are meant for families and for partners, for birthdays and anniversaries. They are not meant for work because when you're blindsided, you're immediately in your coping strategy. And expecting someone to react differently than how they react is inappropriate. Because it means you don't see them as they really are. You only see them and accept them if they do what you expect of them. Well, that's not the way the world works. So if you're the person who's receiving an invitation to a tough conversation, right? Some invitation to tough love, a confrontation, as it were, or an insightful conversation, tell them, I'm more than happy to dialogue with you, but I need to know what we're going to talk about so that I can be prepared for it. And so that I can take accountability where I need to and also be able to show up in the right way. This is a tough place to be for everybody involved because oftentimes these are conversations that are packed with a lot of emotionality and a lot of meaning because people have actually been harmed and they're trying to get resolution. So, what I would ask of you is to consider, what is your goal? What is the goal in this dialogue? If my goal is to simply say, hey, Jack, I'm going to let you know how I feel about this, and it is what it is, and I don't really care what you do with it, that's not a tough love conversation. That's a confrontation. And you're not going to get anything from the person receiving it except coping strategies, which often is anger. If you're willing to say, my goal is that I need to tell you how this has impacted me and we can do something about it, that's a whole different kettle of fish, and we can actually have a generative conversation there. I'm going to post a conversation about what we call an impact meeting in counseling. This is a great way to have a tough conversation with folks and let them know something that's really bothering you that's going on and ways in which it can actually be fixed. So, welcome back to the podcast, folks. Please check out my website, jack-register.com. I offer counseling and coaching services, and I also do a lot of public speaking around how anger shows up in our world and what we can do with that so that we all really can find the Zen within. So check me out. Be well, friends. Take care. Talk soon.